B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Stan?
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Stan. This is Billy.
Hey, Billy.
I talked to you before.
Yeah, I remember you, Billy. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay.
You sound a little down today, pal.
I don't know. I hate my dad.
Well, you're at that age where we all hate our dads, and some of
them.
I'm 57. I hate my dad.
That's why I love it when Dave's on, because he loves metal music, and I love metal music because it really makes him mad.
Yeah, and he's old enough to be your dad.
That's weird, because I think of him like being my friend.
Yeah, but he's like double your age, triple your age.
I thought he was like 21.
He's going to be 45 this year.
Whoa.
Yeah. What can I do you for, Billy?
Well, is Dave there?
Yeah.
Absolutely. How you doing, Billy?
Hey, Dave.
What's up, bro?
I'm a big fan. I love it when you're on the show.
Appreciate it.
And it's, I hope you don't think I'm some kind of kook.
No.
But would you mind buying me and my bud some beer?
Ooh.
Gonna buy beer for a minor, Dave?
Billy, that's you're calling a 100,000-watt radio station asking me to buy you beer. Well, not cool, bro.
What about some weed or blow?
Whoa! Dude, you got to be on the down low about that sort of stuff. Billy, I don't even know. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Oh, jeez.
And I thought it was really cool when you yelled out, "I'll show you meth."
Yeah, when he was smashing
stuff.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, that's a good example
just,
he set.
Just a little comedy bit.
You know something, Billy? He came in second place for Employee of the Week.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, until I found out that it's all made up.
Yeah, I found out the same thing when they named me Student of the Week. It was just to make me feel better.
Yeah, you're having problems. I hear you're having problems with your dad, man. Not cool, bro.
I hate my dad.
Dude.
He doesn't understand metal.
No, man, they never do, man. Parents don't understand it.
Turn that racket down.
Of course, man. Of course, they just scream and yell. What are you jamming out to? I'm listening to Megadeth, pops.
See, it's hard, Billy, for Dave to understand that because he's never been a parent.
No, man.
No, but he knows what it's like to have a dad that doesn't get it.
Oh, absolutely, man. Look, Billy, I get to this day, I get told how to turn on a water faucet. You know, don't use your hands, son. Use the elbow.
Yeah. And
he's
45.
Well,
he still lives at home like you, though, Billy.
Absolutely, man. I love it there.
So is it yes or no on the beer?
Oh,
Billy, you need to go here. Here, I'm going to set you up here, Billy. You got a little corner store around by your house?
Yeah.
Loiter for a little while and just throw it out to everybody that walks by.
They're going
to
call the cops on them, Dave.
Then you take on your bike,
Jeez,
Billy. You pedal
Dave.
Off on your bike, Billy. You go to the next store, and you try it all over again. You will succeed.
It's called a hey, mister.
All right?
Yeah, it's a hey, mister.
Hey, mister.
Now, you'll succeed, Billy. But you didn't hear that from me.
How does he get blow, then?
How does hey, mister work?
Yeah, how does it work? How's it go?
First off, how much money you got?
I don't know. I guess I could rip my parents off for maybe 10 or 20.
All right, good. 20's good. 20's real good. 20's real good because you gotta pad the guy's pockets with a little extra.
Teaching a kid how to be a juvenile delinquent. Right. You'd think you'd try to talk him out of this, be responsible so he doesn't get in trouble. You know his dad is going to crack him in the head.
Look, Billy wants to listen to a little metal and have a couple of cold ones. What's wrong
He's
with that?
He's 12!
Billy, I started when I was like 13. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, I think I know what you're talking about with this "Hey, Mister" stuff.
Yeah.
But the only time I've ever seen that work is when you got a hot chick in your crew.
Well, what, you don't have any women that can, you know, chill with you?
Well,
come on, Billy. You're like, still not hurting for a chick, are you?
No, it's like the chicken or the egg thing. When you got beer, you can get chicks.
That is true. You got smokes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even card me for that because I got like the beginning of a mustache.
Beautiful. But yeah, Billy, take that 20. Get you a nice, I don't know, they sell 4-packs nowadays. You can get a really good beer for $3.49, Billy.
What about weed or blow?
What part of the neighborhood?
I mean, I don't want to do crack or anything.
No, you don't want that.
What will happen if you did crack, Dave?
No, you don't want it, Stan. You don't want that, Stan. Billy doesn't need to be on that train right now.
He was asking about meth, too.
I know. No, he doesn't need to be on that train either, Stan. All right, Billy, where do you live at, man? Just give me a general idea where
what
at.
What are you doing?
Because I'm going to find...
You're on the radio telling him where you're going to meet up so you can give him...
I'm going to give the guy some directions in life, Stan. Billy, where do you live?
Like directions on how to get weed and blow?
You didn't hear it from me. Where do you live?
Naples Park.
Can you get down there, Dave?
Let me think.
Get down there, Naples?
Yeah, well...
But, I mean, I can get anywhere. I got buds all over the place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing, man? Hook up with your buds.
Well, who's going to be the adult in this thing,
what are you
Dave?
Talking about, man?
Who's going to be the adult in this thing?
Look, the kid needs to learn a little bit, man. Maybe he'll puke one good time and not want to drink again.
You think he's not done it before?
Billy, you like smoking too, right?
Yeah.
Damn right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're not an athlete or nothing. You're not an athlete or nothing for school.
I've had beer before.
Yeah.
But my bud told me that it didn't count because the only beer I've ever been able to get is Mick Ultra because my bitch mom drinks it because she thinks it'll make her skinny.
Yeah, that's wuss beer, man. You don't want none of that, man. You don't want none of that. You know what I drink, Billy?
What do you drink?
Why don't you just give him some of yours?
I drink natural ice, buddy. $3.49 for a 4-pack of tall boys,
Why
buddy.
Don't you go and let him so that he's not jeopardizing being picked up by cops? Why don't you go and get him some of the beer you want?
Sorry, Stan. I can't do that, Billy.
But yet you're telling him what to do, the hey, mister thing.
Billy.
That could also get him felt up.
All right. You're down in Naples. I'm about 25 minutes north of you. You got a 20. Can you call the office line, Billy?
I can't believe this.
I could, yeah.
Right on, Brian. Maybe we'll set you up with something, man.
Yeah, because if I can get the beer, I'm pretty sure I could get laid.
Good deal. Think you can get 40 from your mom and dad?
He'd have to steal it. You'd have to steal it.
Well, if they're dumb enough to leave their wallets and purses laying around.
I'm telling you, man. Stupid people, man.
Dude, you're the best. Hey, listen.
Don't worry, Billy. We'll take care of you, buddy.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you something, but you probably think it's stupid.
What you got?
Is it true that if a girl's not on her period, that she can't get pregnant?
What?
Well, I heard, like, if a girl's not on her period, she can't get pregnant.
No, Billy. Come on, man. You know what? Here's what we're going to have to do. You need some girl lessons.
Why don't you answer him?
Because he needs... No,
Tell him the right way. So what's the deal?
When she's on her period, Billy, she can't get pregnant. When she's off her period, Billy, she can get pregnant. We need to settle this over a couple of cold ones, Billy. What do you think?
But where do babies come from?
Oh, Jesus, Billy, man. You know, you're really pushing it today. We need to have some cold beers, man.
He's
we can sit 12. Back.
He's asking where babies come from.
Billy, from the vagine, Billy. Do you know what that is?
No, I mean, I know that what happens, but it doesn't make any sense.
Billy.
How does it work?
All right, Billy, I don't know. You got internet, don't you, Billy? Billy, you got
Dave,
internet?
I know.
Go to YouPorn, Billy.
I know.
That'll teach you everything.
You dumbass. What I'm saying is, I know they get pregnant from you banging them.
Yeah.
But how does it turn into a baby? It just looks like goop.
Oh, the sperm inseminates the egg, Billy, and then a baby starts developing.
But how?
I don't know how, man. It just does.
You don't know where babies come from?
The vagine, Billy. Go to you porn.
He knows
get
that.
Some beer.
He wants to know how they're made.
I thought
by
you
having intercourse, Billy,
from.
When a woman and a man get together,
I know that
they've come.
But
they percolate in the
make
belly.
Sense.
What?
Just because you bang a girl, how does it turn into a person?
It takes 9 months to develop, Billy.
And what happens?
A baby grows, Billy. Sperm
how?
Hits the eggs. Sperm inseminates the eggs. The eggs develop a boy, girl, twins, I don't know.
But you just say develop. It doesn't mean anything. Where do they come from?
You're tripping me out, Billy.
You don't know, do you? You don't know where babies come from.
No, I don't, Billy. You're killing me, man. You need some beer, bro. You need to calm down.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, your news, they say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it on all afternoon. Oh,
The management of Beasley Media Group would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station.
Oh, shucks.
We would like to.
Yeah.
But we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Doesn't that surprise me?
That's all right. They don't remember. We do.
Yeah.
We respect our elders and the pioneers that came before us.
Yeah.
That's right. We paid tribute to Super Q.
Can I say something? And that little liner that we've been using it for years, we'd like to, but we won't. No. Sometimes Haney and I, you know, get to wonder. We know we're not liked around here. We know it. We're tolerated.
Well, that's the key. We're not liked or beloved, but we're not disliked or hated.
Right.
And that's the key to success.
And sometimes you don't know where you're coming from. Or,
now, you can be all over the spectrum there as long as you stay within that boundary.
Well, let me tell you something that has happened in the past month.
See, what you have to, you think about those surveys that they ask, you need to have a mark like somewhat dissatisfied or somewhat satisfied.
That would
you don't
be people here.
You don't want a very satisfied or a very...
Let me tell you what's happened in the past month.
Somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied.
Two radio stations here have had new hires. predominant radio stations here. I'm not talking about the sports station.
Oh, they're nice guys.
They're nice guys.
They do their
best.
Them.
They are. They're good. They try.
They do the best they can.
But I'm going to tell you.
God bless them.
Two new hires, full-timers, have been hired at a couple other radio stations here. And this is how I wonder how this company thinks about us. But two new hires have been hired here. Both of them from big markets who have been brought on to work here full time.
Well, the only
you
way
haven't, you haven't met them yet.
The only way they're coming here from big markets is if they failed.
No. No. No.
Then what are they doing here?
Sunshine.
I don't buy it.
Let me just
let's dig a little deeper.
Something, you know, rocky past.
No, I'm not talking about something as obvious as an outstanding warrant, but there's something there.
I'm sure. But anyway, these are people that haven't heard of us before. The two people within the last month have come into the office or taken me aside and said, almost verbatim, because we don't get this around here, almost verbatim, hey man, I've been listening to you since I got into town. You guys got it. You guys are good.
Yeah.
You know what? Your chemistry and your timing and the stuff that you do, it's really good. I just wanted to stop by your office and let you know.
Well, that's nice of them.
Because when I don't hear that ever from anybody else around here. It's when the new people come in, they hear, oh, you know what? You guys put out a product. You guys aren't bad. It's pretty entertaining. The only one, when they bring in new people, then they get brainwashed and then they tolerate us.
Yeah, well, once they get to know us, they don't like us. Yeah. And
we're tolerated.
And then they realize we're no good.
Yeah.
But when you first hear us.
Yeah. Hey, these guys are good. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Man?
Hi, Dave.
What's up, buddy?
A couple of things I want to talk to you before we go into the break.
Sure.
You had a rough time yesterday.
A little bit.
Haney was going to treat us all yesterday to
I just wanted to
drinks.
Do something nice for my buddies, you know.
Yeah, and we asked you right around this time, and you said, I'll get it. Don't worry, I'll get it.
All right, yeah, I had things to do.
And we didn't get it until just before the end of the show, and the order was wrong.
Yeah, but I got it. Right?
You brought back something that wasn't what we ordered, but I understand.
That's not my fault.
Yes, it is your
no,
fault.
No, it's not.
Let's review.
I ordered something.
I ordered a sweet tea.
Yep. Right.
No big deal. I ended up with an unsweet tea. I can live with it, okay? Not
That's
a big
crazy.
Deal. Stan ordered an unsweet tea with lemon.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up with lemonade.
Yep.
Rob ordered a cup of coffee and ended up with a slushy.
Yep. He ordered a black coffee.
No,
and that's
did
what,
he?
Yes, yeah. Now, look.
No.
Look, I want to fix this up. I want to fix things up.
Ugh.
All right? I want to make things right around here.
bro. I'm so sorry.
No big deal. It can happen to anybody.
And you said, in fairness,
I talked to you about it later.
Right.
And you think it may have been a trainee where there were extenuating circumstances.
There's just a lot of people
the
over
night
there.
Before the place
I
ran
am
out of
not.
Chicken.
Now look what I got.
The place didn't run out of chicken. They were going to charge him $1 a piece if he wanted it cooked.
Right.
He pulled it out of the freezer and waved it at him.
Now look.
That's all white meat.
I don't give this to anybody.
I'm not going anywhere.
Look and listen to me.
I've got work to do.
Do you see what this is?
No.
This is a gold card to that place.
Oh, God.
I want you, before three, hopefully, to get Haney what he wants, get me what I want, and get Rob what he wants.
I'm going to try, but I've got I have got other work to do.
What do you want, Stan?
I'd like an unsweetened iced tea.
With lemon.
With lemon.
I'd like a sweet tea.
A sweet tea?
Just a sweet tea.
I'm going immediately right now.
Well, Dave, I mean, you know, you had to get it every day in Vegas. Yeah, you know what I like.
I know exactly. Now I'm pissed.
Rob, what do you need?
The cold brew coffee, if possible.
Just a cold brew, none of that fluffy cream junk.
Because you came in yesterday with like a hot fudge sundae.
Yeah, and it was one of those.
A mocha chunka with
it was one of those nitros.
Yeah, nitro mocha chunka.
What's a nitro?
It's coffee off the tap.
It's ridiculous.
He wants a cold brew. Now, they have iced coffee there, they have nitro coffee, and they have cold
brew.
Don't
do it to me.
I'm telling you, he'd like a grande cold brew.
Oh, yeah. You got to make them grandes.
You want grandes. That's what that was.
Is that a large or an extra?
I want
the biggest.
The venti.
Oh, you want a venti?
Yeah.
The venti's the biggest.
Venti?
I'm going with a medium.
All right,
Christ.
I don't want to confuse him.
I don't blame you.
No, you know what? A medium coffee is fine, but for iced tea, you need a little more.
I understand that.
Okay.
So a venti sweet tea.
Tea.
Okay.
You're venti.
And you know what?
A venti what?
Sweet. Unsweet with lemon.
Lemon wedge in there.
He didn't order a venti, did he?
Who?
Did you order a venti?
I ordered a venti.
Okay.
Rob wants a grande cold brew.
Yeah, hang on.
And I want a venti. And you know what? I would really like to have some lemon in mine too, but I'm not going to because that could really confuse things.
I'm getting
lemon wedge on the side for him.
On the side, and you know what? I'm gonna get it all on the side so you can put your own in.
I'm trying to get your order.
Do
you want anything in the coffee?
Be careful.
I'll be in there.
You want a little half and half?
Cream, if possible.
Well, it's half. And you're gonna get half and half.
Half and half.
You need sugar or Splenda?
Just a little. Yeah, sugar.
All right. Yeah, listen. Hold on. Hold on.
Just a couple of drinks.
I can rattle this off.
I mean,
two
of them are iced tea. It's simple.
Yeah, I know. One's unsweet.
Sweet tea, unsweetened tea with lemon.
Yeah.
Both of those venti.
Lemon on the
grande cold brew with half and half and a little bit of sugar in it.
And Dave, remember that place will narc you out. They print everything on the cup, so we'll know what time you were there and everything.
And all that.
Haney's going to have a venti sweet tea. Stan's going to have a venti unsweet with a side of lemon.
Yeah.
You're going to have a side of lemon. And you're having some kind of
Is he
going to
get lemon with that?
In the coffee?
Yeah.
No, he don't want... Does he want a lemon
Do you
with
want
that?
One on the side?
I'll take a lemon on the side.
I'll take a lemon, too.
So three lemons.
Three lemons.
All on the side.
Lemon wedge, not a whole lemon
each.
Oh,
Christ.
Yeah, because we don't have anything to cut it
wedge.
With here unless you got... Well, I got a razor blade. I always keep that
Hell
with
yeah.
me.
Yeah. We'll cut it up.
Now, look. Listen carefully. I think there's about $13 on this, but I have like a hundred and something in rewards. One
okay.
of them, listen to what I'm saying. One of them should be free. When you go up there to pay for it, say, I believe there's a reward on here.
So does he have to identify the individual reward?
No.
Or?
They'll get the highest priced item on there will be rewarded.
And then they'll put the change in the bag?
Yes. No change because it's all on the card, Dave.
Well, the three yesterday was like $12.
So this is plenty.
You got Vinties.
You got plenty.
You got 13 there.
Is there a code?
No.
So there's
you
no password.
You hand this to them like you hand Haney's credit card to every single person that asks.
I'm making sure, bro.
Then they swipe it.
But before they swipe it, you tell them I got a reward.
You know, I don't
know
what happened with my credit card. It's completely out of control.
Well, they don't accept American Express.
But I don't really buy that much. I don't know how it got that many thousands of dollars.
It ain't just me.
Yeah, it is you. Here's the card.
God.
Here, look, there's a reward on here. So you hand them the card after the they'll say, oh, this is going to be 17, blah, 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 blah.
But it shouldn't be. You said it was 12 yesterday, and you got 13 on
the
card.
And then you're going to go and hand them this, and you're going to say, I believe there's a reward on here.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. They swipe it like a credit card. Oh, yeah, you have 100 and something points. That'll get you this one for free, and they'll charge you for the other ones where there's plenty of money on this.
All right.
Ready?
Simple enough.
I need you.
Nothing complicated about it.
Before
I'm
three.
I'm going right now, dude.
You damn right.
You know what? Because I'm getting
By the way, one last thing I want to ask.
Out of the way.
Do you recognize this? Do you recognize this?
No.
This is the only thing Dave has ever bought me for Christmas. 2007, he got me a Beatles shirt.
Oh, does it say the Beatles on it? Where?
Take the card and go.
I don't see it.
I think it washed out.
No, it's the shadow.
No, it washed out. I can't see it.
That's the only thing Dave ever bought me.
Oh, come on.
Go get us the drinks. I'm thirsty, and I'd like to
be
refreshed.
Nice if there was a Beatles logo you could see.
Yeah. Of course, that's what he got.
Venti, Grande.
It means a lot to me that you got me this in 2007.
Sugar, sides of lemon.
You're welcome.
You got it all written down. Unsweet. I expect it for the next break. Sugar. All right, we all squared away on that?
Yeah.
Let's see if we... Don't be sitting there with Rob. Go! What is he doing?
He's double-checking Rob's order.
Yeah. He wants...
Yeah. Hey. Look,
a
dude,
cold brew.
You want a black coffee, bro? I can't.
Cold.
You want one of them specialty things?
It wants
things?
Cream and sugar in it. Not a specialty thing. It's a cold. It's a cold brew.
Do you really need any tea?
You get my order right. You get it right.
Why'd you turn his mic off?
Because I can't take him. He's supposed to be on the road now. The place is a rock's throw away. Why am I going to have to wait till 5?
And the time will be printed on,
yes,
on the cup.
And we will know. It's Rocktober.
It sure is.
And Naples Nissan knows it's Rocktober. That's why they have something. This is a minimum. $8,800 for your trade-in. Push, pull, tow. Doesn't matter. Get the car. Yours might be worth more, but they're going to give you, no matter what your condition the car's in.
That's the floor.
That's the floor. $8,800. Now, they have over 800 cars at Naples Nissan, new and used.
That's a lot of cars. A
lot of cars. And they all come with a Naples Nissan's exclusive unlimited mile lifetime warranty.
Okay, hold on. Just back up a little bit. You don't want to get in trouble. I think what you didn't say the new ones.
New, listen to me, and used.
You did that on purpose.
I did that on purpose. No matter what you buy over there, new or used Nissan.
Now here, I thought I was pulling you out of the fire.
Nope.
There.
Lifetime unlimited mile warranty.
How do you do that?
You bring your car in. You trade it in. You go and look at over 800 they got in.
And you're telling me, honest to God, on a used car, you get the same.
Yes. I'll tell you how you do it, though.
All right.
You need at least a 580 credit score. A monkey has a 580 credit score. Okay? A monkey has that.
Dave doesn't.
No. And then you just head down there and tell them you want ready to make a deal on lifetime warranty at Naples Nissan. Mileage on either new or used. You can't
I don't
beat
know.
That. Naples Nissan, Pine Ridge Road.
I've never heard of anybody else doing that.
It's crazy, but it works. Naples Nissan.
And that's all that's important.
96 K-Rock. 96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Just a little situation here before we start the grab bag.
A situation?
Yeah, you know how Richard, the chief engineer, bought me a new stool?
I don't see it.
No.
You're standing.
Brand new stool.
Oh,
somebody,
my goodness.
Somebody is trying to hurt me. The
screws that hold on the seat of the stool
mm-hmm.
have been removed. I was sitting on it, and I'm like, hold on a second. This thing is not stable. The legs are all stable. Everything's stable on it. The seat cushion, which is bolted to the stool, the screws have been removed. I said, this is blatant sabotage. It's a brand new stool.
Yeah. Much like the other day when nobody could hear us on the phone. And-
yep. Thank you. Are we back to normal? I was trying. I was being.
Oh, hold on. Should he be touching that? We should be dusting that for prints.
Yeah, because somebody took the screws out and tried to hurt me.
Is that true, Richard?
It's true. You saw it.
Two of them are missing.
Yep. And one was like real loose.
Were they flathead or Phillips?
They were Allen wrench.
Oh, I see.
Thank you.
So, like that IKEA nonsense.
A little bit.
All right, that's normal. I feel stable. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome.
It's pure sabotage.
And it had to be done
brand new
with an Allen wrench.
Yep.
That fit it specifically.
Yep. Who has an Allen wrench?
Well, I would think if this was going to happen, and don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
But I would think if this was going to happen to somebody, it's good that it happened to you because you're the only person I know that keeps an enemies list.
I do. I got one. You want to see it?
Yeah.
I got it in the other room. There are people on there.
Any of them have access to your stool?
Yeah. But they don't know they're on my enemies list. Only certain people. You know I have an enemies list. Most don't.
Yeah, most people don't bother with that. But nope. It's very detailed and yep. kept up to date.
Yep. Very hard to get off that list. Some have. Very hard to get off it.
Yeah, you have multiple lists.
Mm-hmm. You start on my enemies list. Then you come off it. Oh, you're off the list, Haney. You're good.
But I started on the enemies list before I even became your enemy?
Yeah, you were on the list since 1987.
But then I earned it.
Yes, and you remained on the list. I used to have a red ballpoint pen underlining your name.
So I would have been highly suspect in any misfortune you may
have
had.
If this was circa 1992, 90, it would be you. But it's not, and I know it's not. I trust you with my life.
And what year was I removed from the enemies list?
What year is it now, 2019?
Yeah.
2016.
Have I made it to the good list?
That happened last year.
So as of last year, I'm on your good list.
Yeah.
That's quite an honor.
It took 30 years, but you did it.
It's quite an honor, an honor the likes of which few have seen.
Few. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. It's true. Oh, I've seen it all now.
Wait a second.
What?
If I'm reading you correctly,
yeah.
The only reason I made it onto your good list is because I agreed to go to Vegas for your wedding.
No, that isn't what put you on the good list. It would have got you off the good list if you couldn't make it.
So what got me on the good list, if not that?
I figured after 30 years was enough. I had nothing to worry about.
But I came off the bad list when?
You came off the bad list in 2016.
And I made it on to the...
last year.
That was a pretty rapid rise.
Yeah. Figured it was enough.
So for years, I remained on your enemies list. And then I was removed from the enemies list and promoted to the good list very quickly.
Yeah. You're good. I had no problems with you.
I had no idea I was on your enemies list until 2016.
Oh, come on. Who's kidding who?
I thought that we'd resolve that in at least... by 1997.
That made you go on the enemies list in regular ink, not red ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
Underlined.
Okay. Well, I'm honored.
Yeah. Are we really concerned about the pumpkins and what they go through?
When you carve a pumpkin, Does it feel pain? How do we really know? Hi, at Caring Vines Orchard, we nurture every pumpkin as individuals, unique in their own way. We interview prospective adopters to make sure our little orange babies are going to a good home.
We have a renovated tutor with a screened-in porch where they'll be on display but protected from the elements.
Sounds lovely.
Thanks.
No knives will ever touch their tender shells. The precious pumpkins from our orchard are decorative, unlike others. Maimed victims exploited for a holiday created to scare and frighten.
I want a jack-o'-lantern.
We don't say that here. Sounds like jerk, and that's pejorative.
You're a jerk-o'-lantern.
Well, your costume is common and pedestrian.
What?
A princess. Really original. Hush. Welcome a Caring Vines Orchard pumpkin into your home. Our pumpkins come with a promise. We don't carve. We covet. Pleasant Halloween.
Oh, come on. Did that make your stomach turn?
Although it's spot on, I can't laugh at it.
Yeah, I know, because it could be true.
No, there are people that feel that way.
Yeah, I know.
They've been brainwashed.
I know. We've had them on the show.
We have had so many moments, and they happen on the air, when we have learned that the world is changing. I remember when we had the woman on that said fishing was cruel because you're hurting the fish.
Yeah.
Even if you release them.
Yeah.
Then just a couple of years ago, we had a professor on from the local university who explained to us that the Constitution's not all that important.
No. Nope.
And you and I looked at each other.
Going, what the hell? This is what they're teaching them.
And I thought, maybe he's trying to be funny?
No. He was dead serious. This video has gone everywhere. It's gone viral. Everybody's talking about it. I just think it's amazing. 24-year-old woman was being arrested for disorderly conduct outside a Waffle House.
Okay.
After an Alabama football game.
Business as usual.
Yeah. While she's being cuffed, she starts bringing her butt up to the cop and friction dancing him.
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
As she's being cuffed and hauled away. There she is. Oops. There. Later.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that. Come on.
Got an extra charge slapped on there.
She's done nothing wrong.
Let her go.
Wait till Officer Farva's wife sees that video.
Have you heard of this?
You know that, don't you?
What?
The cop is doing his job, yeah, trying to arrest her, but somehow it'll be his fault that she rubbed up against
him. Of course.
Her. That's probably going to end in divorce.
You familiar with the McCamney Manor?
Are you sure you're pronouncing it right?
McCamney, McCamney Manor.
No.
It is said to be the scariest haunted house in America.
Is this the mental hospital?
No. It's so intense that you have to sign a 40-page waiver, pass a sports physical and a drug test, and also prove you're over 21 years old.
What kind of sport do you have to perform?
I don't know. You have to have
like a lacrosse game? Or
you have to have medical insurance and watch a two-hour video of previous visitors quitting before the end. You get a $20,000 prize for finishing, but nobody has finished.
McCamney Manor is actually a survival horror boot camp experience.
Get him up.
Have I told you numerous times that you don't want to take this tour?
I'm done with the laughing.
Right? Do you understand that?
Why are you crying?
It's all over for you, okay?
You complete it, you get 20,000. Nobody has.
So what, the spook house?
Yeah, they say it's the scariest haunted house in America.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of hype. How could you not get through it?
I don't know.
Stan, you get through far worse than that. We were talking the other day about the difference between you and I.
Yeah.
And at one point, you called me Superman, and I appreciate
what?
That.
But it's
the fact that I can't stand BS and injustice,
yeah.
Whereas you...
I can shut it off.
Your superpower is to just sit through it.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
Well, yeah. I'd like to try.
$20,000? Why don't you? We'll split it.
Yeah.
Because it's my idea.
Well, come on! Remember when back in the...
I bet you... Honestly, do you think you could?
I don't think I could, not with what they're doing there.
Well, what are they doing?
I don't know. It's
torturing
horrible.
People?
Yeah, it's kind of like torturing.
And then they threw a bucket of blood over the guy?
Yeah, something like that. I guess it's a mental strain. Do you remember in the early 90s when we had Hiccup Man on?
Oh, I love that guy, yeah.
How long did he have the hiccups?
His whole life.
Then this is nothing. A woman in England named Lisa Graves has had the hiccups for 12 years. And they sound weird, too. Kind of like a dog squeal.
Now that's a nightmare.
They started when she was pregnant with her first child, and they never went away.
You've heard me go into the hiccups,
yep.
And it's not fun.
Doctors say it's the side effects that she had of a minor stroke. But she's had the hiccups for 12 years.
Hi, I'm Lisa Graves, and I've had the hiccups for 12 years. Started when I was pregnant, just thought it was a random hiccup. On a day-to-day basis, they don't particularly affect me. I think that's mostly because I'm very used to them. I make a point of warning people about them so that it doesn't make them jump.
Do you need my phone for a little?
Some can be quiet, some can be really loud, make a lot of people jump. It mostly gets compared to if you accidentally stand on a dog. Just embrace it. I'm definitely at that point now after so long. Don't let it affect you. Don't be embarrassed by it. Don't worry about other people's reactions. Just embrace it.
Embrace it.
Yeah, embrace the hiccups.
I mean, I feel bad for you, but I don't think that's the way to go about it. I wouldn't embrace it. It's like having a chicken in your house.
Yeah. Or it's, like they said, a squealing dog. NFL Hall of Famer passed away, and you've probably seen him 1,000 times. Willie Brown, the former Raider. Passed away in the NFL Hall of Fame. He was 78 years old. What is he best known for? His interception in Super Bowl XI. He ran it for 75 yards and a touchdown. The play was so famous, NFL Films used it in their intro to their Super Bowl highlights.
Yeah, very famous.
Yep.
Minnesota ball, and I'm talking, and doesn't have that much time left.
The eyes.
Yep. That element.
He looks and throws. Intercepted by the Oakland Raiders.
I remember we had 6 defensive backs out there,
yep.
Which let Willie be more aggressive. He was able to jump the route. But when he did that, that game was over with. As Bill King said, old man Willie.
He's going all the way! Old man Willie!
Yeah, that's iconic.
Yep. 78 years old. I know. Oh, what do we got here? What do we got?
God.
Hold on.
Don't drop it.
Don't, Dave.
Oh, be careful.
Don't drop it, Dave. Before 3 o'clock. All right. Is there lemon?
Oh, no, they don't have lemon wedges.
That is crapola.
Call them, dude. I said, they'll call you. I said, because this ain't right. And the lady goes, you think
I have gotten...
So you explained to them that it's not right.
I said, look, this is not right because I've already been up here yesterday.
Oh, come on. That is baloney.
Oh, no.
Did you have a trainee today?
Yeah, there's another woman training behind the register.
They give you good size lemon wedges.
I asked them. They said they don't carry
lemon
wedges.
Don't touch by where
they don't carry them.
Then, you know
not
what?
That they're out of them. They don't carry them.
Right. They don't carry them.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, they don't have them. They said, we don't have lemon wedges. They said, hopefully we would. I said, well, that's just kind of absurd.
All right, what do we got here? Let's read the label.
Okay,
read the label.
Set a better table.
Yep.
What do we got?
We got the Venti Black Iced Tea Sweetened.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Venti Unsweetened Black
No lemon.
Tea with no lemon. Period. And it was at 242. All right, so.
Okay. And what did you get, Rob?
The Nitro Cold Brew was...
Nitro again.
With sweet frothy cream.
Frothy cream. Yeah. That's not what he ordered.
Sweet cream.
That's not what he ordered.
He ordered a cold brew with half and half and
nitro
sugar.
Cold brew.
And you said nitro. He wanted a cold brew.
Well, I think that half and half and sugar is like a whole, just like a one thing, do it all, you know?
No, it's not.
No, he ordered a specific thing.
What?
Cold brew.
That's what I got.
It's nitro.
Not the nitro.
I got the nitro cold
It's
brew.
Not the
nitro. No, he
doesn't
like nitro.
Doesn't want the nitrogen infused.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
nitrogen
it's
infused?
Nitrogen infused. So
why would you want that?
Because it comes off a tap.
Gets in the bloodstream faster.
I don't know what the reason is.
But anyways, there it is. So enjoy. I got to go.
You're not going to serve us?
Yeah, well,
told me not to touch it.
I said you can touch it on the sides, not where I put my mouth.
There's your card.
Do I got any? Did you use the reward?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dude. Oh, wait. Nope. Oh.
Everything go okay?
I'm missing a straw. It's probably in the hallway. All right, let's see. This one
where
is...
you grab on the side, the top, where people drink.
Okay, that's the non-sugared.
Naturally, it is right where you were grabbing hands all around it.
Not like other people ain't handled it, bro.
Look at that. He handled mine perfectly.
Yeah, yours.
Well, I learned my
lesson.
It's
got his name on it.
Yeah, damn right.
2:42:06.
No liquid.
Yeah, no sugar. It's a liquid-based sugar.
That's a good tea.
Damn right it is.
It's a good tea.
Now, taste yours, bro.
It's a shame Rob had to have that nitro.
Yeah, this nitro stuff. You cold brew some coffee and how's that?
Well, that is nice and refreshing.
Yeah. Thank God. Here you go, bro.
Sorry, Rob. You might have to choke it down.
Yeah.
Thank you for the coffee, Stan.
No problem.
Yeah, they don't carry lemons.
Yeah, they don't. I've done this.
And hopefully, someday they'll carry lemons, today.
Got plenty of lemonade, I know that.
Yeah, where'd that come from if they don't have lemons?
I don't know. Don't know. You remember this. I want to wrap up the grab bag on this. You remember this. It's from the 80s. Back in the 80s, you actually had phone answering machines, and you would have to record your phone message on the almost cassette player-like answering machine.
Well, yeah, you had either a micro cassette, a lot of them did, or you had a full-on cassette tape.
How many do you remember this? You could get it for only $14.95.
Crazy Calls, a tape of 7 different songs and funny recordings for answering machines.
I am very sorry that I'm not at home to take your call.
Only $14.95.
When I will get right back to you.
Leave your message at the tone.
Give someone the gift of gab for their answering machine.
Calling a friend. What you've actually done is bought a one-way ticket to the answering machine zone.
Nobody's home. Nobody's home.
Crazy Calls, a tape of 7 different songs and funny recordings for only
$14.95.
To order, call 1-800-331-1000. Call 1-800-331-1000.
Oh, isn't that fantastic? Yeah. Only $14.95.
For a cassette tape with 7 songs.
Yep.
Jeez.
7 answering machine length songs by Nobody You Care About.
Nope.
Nobody's Home.
No, nobody's Home.
You got to leave your number at the beep. Wait for the beep.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in about 25 minutes or so, it is a Wednesday, so that means a lucky Stan and Haney listener going to go head-to-head with Mark Haney in another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? And if you defeat Haney, the lovely Karen will join us. You'll get yourself a nice prize. Got a couple of things from the local beat, but I do want to go to the Absolute Law text line first because a lot of people have been texting about this most haunted house in American
Oz. I don't get it.
Well, here's the deal. They say one person texted in. It says it takes 10 hours to finish your ordeal in the haunted house.
Okay, well, count me out. That's too much.
Another person says, I was listening to Dave and Chuck, the freak, this morning, and supposedly somebody called who did this, and they were saying they can basically waterboard you, give you tattoos. If you throw up, they make you drink it. Oh, that's nothing. Dave does that every day.
Oh, yeah. Dave would take that as a break.
Just some really random stuff that they can do to make you pretty much quit.
Now, see, that's not a spook house.
That's a torture house.
Yeah, that's come on.
Yeah, but that's
why? Why would you?
Remember like the movie Hostel? There, that was a haunted house.
No, I mean they should be. They should be paying you for them getting their jollies out on you.
You do it.
What a great job for a psychopath.
Yeah, right. 10 hours. You get $20,000 if you complete it. A couple of things from the local beat. That one, I am so happy this has happened. Headline. Bring your pet to a Lee County Airport terminal. You could land up spending 60 days in jail.
Land up.
Wind up. Let me read it to you. This from the news press.
Hold on a second. I think I'm going to make this a thing. So this is the local beat?
Local beat. Local things happening right in your own backyard. This is
local
a good thing.
Beat.
Yeah, please. Do it again. Start again. No, you intro me.
And now, the local beat with Stan.
Mark. An increase in the number of animals wandering about in the passenger terminals at Southwest Florida International will be countered by new limits on bringing animals into terminals at RSW and Page Field. I love this. Failure to obey means penalties that will begin with a verbal warning. Get your dog out. Your support animal. But can reach a fine of up to $500 and a 2-month jail sentence. Lee County Commissioners yesterday unanimously adopted an ordinance that limits animals at the airport to service animals and pets arriving or leaving with proof they're traveling by air. As approved by the commission, violators first face a verbal warning, and if the talking does not bring the suitable result, a citation with a $32 fine can be issued at first. Contesting the fine and losing the case in court can mean the imposition of penalties of up to $500 and 60 days in jail. Under the updated ordinance, animals that are not considered service animals under Florida law must have verifiable arrangements for a flight in or out of the airport and will have to be carried in a container. I love that. Or on a leash no more than 5 feet in length. And under the control of the person handling the animal at all times. Florida law defines a service animal as an animal trained to do work or perform tasks for an individual with a disability, including physical, sensory, meaning you're blind, or psychiatric, intellectual as well. In other words, Mama, who wants to bring her schnauzer in because it's a little security animal, can't. And if you're going to carry a dog around, you got to have it in the case. Apparently, stuff all around the country is that when they have, you know how like I came back from Mexico and they put the dogs on me, the drug dogs? There are so many animals, dogs and stuff, in terminals relieving themselves, dumping on the floor, that it's bothering the security animals. And they're saying, this is too big of a problem with these emotional support animals.
I don't know where this came from.
Neither do I.
But it started a couple of years ago where you started to notice, because you like to go out to eat a lot. And you started to notice people bringing dogs into restaurants.
And not seeing eye dogs like a shepherd. These were just pets.
It reached its zenith, its nadir, if you will. When I flew out to Vegas, my flight landed just after midnight. Get checked into the hotel, drop the stuff off, and finally, I'm in Vegas at the hotel bar at the Flamingo Hotel. After the long trip, we'd been dealing with the hurricane and all, I'm having a cocktail. Haven't had a cocktail in years. And I'm kicking back, enjoying the atmosphere of being in the casino and knowing that I've made it. It's nothing but blue skies from here. Just taking it all in. And Dave's sitting there with me, and I see movement out of the corner of my eye. And I didn't want to believe it. I said, Dave, is there an effing dog running around on the floor of the casino? And he goes, yeah, bud.
Yep.
Yep. And I turn around. There's a lady chasing after it, but off the leash, there's a little dog just running around the casino, and nobody bats an eye.
Last weekend, I was at a seafood restaurant, and we're getting ready to leave. Thank God I didn't have to sit through it, because they had booths. And as we're getting up to leave, a Ma and Pa Kettle are walking in with their dog underneath their arm, sitting down at a booth at a restaurant. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I guess they just count on nobody, people thinking it's rude to tell them no.
Oh, they're afraid because they would say it's their emotional support animal, and they'll get those fake vests for them. Don't work anymore. They're finally starting to crack down.
And look, I think dogs are fine animals. I'm quite fond of them. But there are places they shouldn't be. You know, if me, as somebody who smokes cigarettes, is refused entry to so many places, I think we can agree that dogs shouldn't be in certain places.
Certain people are allergic to dogs and can be put into a very unfortunate situation, including myself.
And I know how much, you know, everybody loves their dogs and they're so well behaved, but all it takes is one time and it won't be the dog's fault. Just something will trigger that dog and it will exhibit atypical aggressive behavior. And that's all it takes is one time to bite somebody and then watch your life go down the rabbit hole.
Got one more for you. This is ridiculous. This happened last night, early this morning. Dateline Bonita Springs. A Bonita Springs woman was arrested Wednesday morning, Tuesday night, after deputies said she carried a tree and a metal rod into a gas station before causing a scene.
That's before causing a scene.
Yeah, well, follow me on this. An employee at a 7-Eleven on Tamiami Trail in Bonita Springs told Lee County deputies that a 29-year-old woman, you know what, I'll leave her name out of it. Maybe she's got issues. I got her name.
What is it?
Jerry Lintishear.
I didn't want the whole thing.
Let's just call her Jerry.
Yeah, that's what it is.
With an I.
With an I, yeah.
Single R, one I.
Yep. And then over the I, there's a circle with a little smiley yes. face or a heart.
Jerry carried a thorn tree and a metal rod into the gas station right around 2:30 a.m.
Okay, well, that's when the fun starts.
Jerry asked for help and said someone was hurting her and told the employee to police.
Brilliant.
The employee didn't call at first. So Jerry said, quote, "Are you going to call the police or not?" End quote.
The employee trying to have mercy.
Then Jerry took a soda, opened it, and told the employee that now he could call the police since she stole a drink.
Oh, my God.
The employee did just that.
Called 911. Think about that employee
mm-hmm.
who was trying to be nice and not wreck the nice lady's life.
He told deputies that Jerry didn't believe that he called. So she ran outside to the gas pumps and started stomping around. Jerry then went back inside the 7-Eleven and stole a fire extinguisher and then started spraying it outside, yelling...
As the cops were on the way.
Yes, yelling, "Are you coming to get me?" She ended up opening the emergency turnoff for the gas pumps before the Lee County Sheriff's officers got to the scene. Jerry was arrested and charged with resisting an officer without violence and larceny grand theft of a fire extinguisher.
What about the tree?
Well, that was left outside at the scene, as you can see.
This is for you, Jerry.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the fun farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha-ha. Well, you just wait. They'll find you yet. And when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away. Ha-ha. They're coming to take me away. Ho-ho. Hee-hee. Ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away. Ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away. To the funny farm where life is beautiful.
Are You Smarter Than Haney is next. We're Stan and Haney.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But it is Wednesday, and the lovely Karen has joined us in studio. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
As she makes her way into the other part of the building from the front offices to hang out with us once a week
yes.
and help somebody win.
Mm-hmm.
Defeat Haney.
Let's do this.
But she also helps Haney as well. She sure does. She has you have a lifeline where you can use her, because we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Yep. And I love it when Karen comes in, because uh-huh. that's our sunshine. Because,
yep.
you know, ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Yep. As Bill Withers taught us. And it's a lot better having her sit there than Dave.
Mm.
Well, that's not even...
You know Dave the Waterman, don't you?
Yes.
You two ever chat? And
I mean, we've chatted here and there. Yeah.
Kind of scares you a little bit, doesn't he?
No, I mean, he's not scary. What he's nice to me, so.
Well, he's scary when people first meet him. They think he's bad news.
Yep.
I can
stretch
see
a bad road.
No, I can see that.
we're gonna play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Six questions, six categories. Your job is to get all six before Haney does. Karen is your lifeline. You can take one of the categories and say, you know what? I don't want to answer this category. I want Karen to answer it. You have to say so before I ask the question, and she can get the point for you. If your opponent can't answer the question correctly and you still have that category open, you can steal. If you defeat Haney, you can have your choice of any prize we have available right now in the K-Rock prize closet here. We've got barbecue saw. We've got a gift certificate to Firehouse Subs. We've got tickets to see Sebastian Bach and Cobra in concert at the ranch.
Oh, nice effort there, Stan.
Yep. We've got Oktoberfest tickets. We've got Anger Management Rage Room gift cards. And just added... pair tickets to the Florida International Air Show in Punta Gorda on November 1st through the 3rd, which is really fun to go to. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
All right.
Another one was pretty good,
yeah,
too.
It was.
I would like to see. And try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy, it's
hard work.
Stan's trick,
nothing
questions.
Trick.
What a f-ing jerk. All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hello.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me,
I politely disagree. 277-9600. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. The object of this game is to defeat Mark Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney? However, you cannot tank it and expect to win a prize.
Yeah, Miami.
Tell him.
That's right. You must get at least two answers correct to be even eligible for a prize. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly. Taking too long, you lose. Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. A random caller does not necessarily mean the first caller. We have to have a good connection, your willingness to play, and all of the other things. And the final judge will be Karen on that. Karen?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. Somebody out there is going to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? Let's see who we got. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Roy.
Roy, have you won anything from us in the last 60 days?
I have not, and it is Royce.
Royce, like, Royce Gracie, spelled the same way.
Yep. Spelled the same way, American pronunciation.
All right, Royce, say hi to Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Royce, good luck today.
Thank you. I think I'll need it.
Royce, Karen will be your lifeline. Your job is to get all six categories before Haney does. And like I said, you can't tank the game either. You must get at least two right to even be eligible for a prize. Understood?
Understood, sir.
Karen is your lifeline. You say, I want to use my lifeline for one category before I ask the question. We start, as always, with Mark Haney. And I know he wants geography. Now, keep listen to the question, Royce, because if he can't answer it, you can steal it, okay?
Done for.
All right, roger that. Haney, what did Frank Sinatra call that toddlin' town?
Chicago, Chicago.
You are correct.
That toddlin' town.
You are correct. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay. Royce, he got geography, wide open geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. Pick a category, buddy.
I will go with geography.
Geography as well. That's a hard one. I'll ask another one here. Royce, what city in Tennessee is the country music capital?
Nashville.
You are correct. On the board. Wow.
Good job.
We're starting out easy. Let's everybody get on the board and feel confident. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science.
All right, Haney in science and nature. Haney, what South American monkey takes its name due to its similarity in appearance to a nocturnal bird?
A what?
Nocturnal, nighttime bird.
A what?
A bird.
Oh.
What South American monkey takes its name due to its similarity in appearance to a nocturnal bird? Bird.
Owl.
Yes, the owl monkey. You are absolutely correct.
Look at you.
In science and nature.
Yeah, right. I was a little thrown because I couldn't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah,
boy. Oh, boy.
Royce, category.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Science and nature.
All right. Science and nature as well. Let's see. Oh, okay. This is a very interesting question in science and nature. What bird lays the smallest egg in relation to its size? What bird lays the smallest egg in relation to its size?
Maybe it's a trick question. I'll say ostrich.
You are absolutely correct. It is the ostrich. Big boy, but in comparison to the egg and the size of the ostrich, it's a small egg, although it's a big egg.
It's a big egg, yeah.
Yeah.
But small by comparison.
By
small
comparison.
Big, yes, but
you know,
no.
When you take into account all the different factors.
Dimensions and
Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Mark Haney. This is a good question. Haney, what NFL team did Vince Lombardi end his coaching career with? What NFL team did Vince Lombardi end his coaching career with?
The Washington Redskins.
You are absolutely correct. Coach one season.
You knew that, Karen.
Yeah.
I knew that.
All right. Royce, entertainment, history, arts
sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Remember, both of you still have Karen for your lifeline. Another. Let's see. Hold on. Bear with me. All right. Listen carefully to this, Royce. What city's 1980 Olympic Games was the target of a U.S.-led boycott? What city's 1980 Olympic Games was the target of a U.S.-led boycott?
Moscow.
You are correct. The 1980 Moscow Olympics.
Mokba.
Boy, you guys both are playing a great game. Playing a great game. Haney, you got Karen as a lifeline. Entertainment, history, arts and literature.
Karen, would you do arts and literature for me?
Yeah, let's go for
it. All right, arts and literature for Haney. Now, keep in mind, Royce, if Karen gets this wrong for Haney, you can steal it. All right?
Gotcha.
So make sure you listen to the question. In arts and literature. Here we go. This is an interesting question. Think throughout literature, Karen, throughout literature. Which fictional character has been played by more actors than any other?
Okay.
Fictional character. Through time, through the centuries, a fictional character has been played by more actors than any other.
Fictional character.
Yep. Think of the famous books with fictional characters, you know, and they've been brought to stage, film, been played by more actors than any other character.
Ooh, okay. Trying to think.
Think of the fictional character.
I don't know. Fictional.
You want to take a guess?
Yes.
Because if you can't get it, Royce can steal.
Yes. I don't know.
I need. You're going to give up on the question?
No.
No.
Yeah. No.
No.
I don't know.
All right. I'm sorry, Royce. You can steal.
I'm just going to take a guess. I guess maybe Romeo.
Incorrect.
That's a good guess, though.
Haney, you can't get the point, but do you want to try?
There were two that I thought might be possible. Neither one of them are probably right. I was going to guess either Peter Pan or Scrooge.
Good guesses. Good guesses. Incorrect.
What is it?
Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes. Royce, you do have control of the board, however, because you didn't steal Haney's. You have Karen as a lifeline still. Entertainment, history, arts and literature.
History.
History. And you're going to answer it yourself?
This time, yeah.
All right.
This time.
This time. In history. Realizing Haney does not have the category either, and he can steal if you get it wrong. Here we go. Let me see. I want to get a good one that's not too easy and not too hard. We did that one. We did that one. Hold on. Okay, here we go. In history, Royce, what was George Bush's famous book-writing dog's name? His dog put out a book. What was his name? Or its name?
I can't
use gender in that.
What?
What was George Bush's famous book-writing dog's name?
I cannot remember that.
3 seconds.
Rover.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal in history.
I know Haney knows this.
Barney.
Barney, incorrect.
Is it Albert?
No.
Not Millie, is it?
Millie. Millie. All right.
But you know what you did?
What?
You didn't specify which Bush.
I just threw
You said George Bush.
That's the way it is.
Because George W. had Barney and George Sr. had Millie.
Well, the answer is Millie.
You bastard!
You could have taken a chance.
I had both of them.
You did.
I knew both dogs, but you didn't. Oh, that's a bad question.
I was looking for Millie.
Give him a buzzer for that.
I don't believe George W. Bush's dog wrote a
book.
Well, Millie wrote the first one. I have to go with the way the question is asked. I'm not going to go and insert anything of my opinion in the question.
It's not an opinion as to identifying which person you're talking about.
I got to read it as it was written. George Bush's famous book-writing dog's name.
Do we agree that there's more than one George Bush?
Yeah, there is. But
and they both had dogs that wrote
books.
Look,
I'm just telling you, you didn't get it.
I knew both dogs' names.
You didn't get it.
I did,
too. The first one you got was incorrect.
No, it's not.
We're going to continue
George
with the game.
George Bush had a dog named Barney
that wrote
a book.
We are going to continue with
George
the game.
H.W. Bush had
it
Millie
is not,
write a book.
Will you verify what answer is in that book?
Let's see. It does say Millie.
Thank you. Now, we will continue with the game.
Would you agree that that's kind of confusing?
I think it's a little offsetting.
All right, so?
You know.
Would you call it a trick question?
It was a chance for you to steal it. Now, you got control.
I was right.
Entertainment, history, arts, and literature.
I was right.
Entertainment, history, arts, and literature.
I was absolutely
right. It was not the answer I was looking for.
Well, that's subjective, then.
You know it isn't. It's in the book. The answer I was looking for is printed in the book.
Because your book is so old, it doesn't
it
realize we had another president
wrong.
Named George Bush.
This has Obama questions in it.
Well, then how could it get it that wrong?
Entertainment, history, arts, and literature.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's very disturbing seeing an uproar like that.
History.
This is supposed to be fun.
No.
I see very little fun in it.
I'm having fun.
I know you are, buddy. I know you are.
I was right on both counts.
You were you were right second with the second answer you gave.
Well, because I went with the most recent Bush.
I didn't ask for that.
No, you asked for George Bush, and I gave you a factually correct answer.
I think it's like the NFL, Haney. The PI penalties are not going to be overturned.
Well, guess what? As soon as we're done with this, we're going to have a meeting of the competition committee.
Haney, in history, I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself.
Ooh. Redeem myself?
Yeah, you redeemed yourself.
You failed as a host.
I did not. I answered
you
the question. I asked the
did.
Question as printed and the answer as printed.
You know what? You're going to go back to calling high school games after
in
this.
In history. I used to do that drunk. Haney, in history, who gave the state of Florida its name? Who gave the state of Florida its name?
Is this a trick question?
I'm looking at the name.
Oh, here we go.
Who gave the state of Florida its name?
Ponce de Leon.
You are correct.
Right.
Jeez.
But it wasn't the state of Florida then.
He gave it its name.
No, he didn't.
Ponce de Leon, it says
he
right there.
He named a geographic area, yes. Florida,
Juan
which is
Ponce
not,
de Leon.
The, not the boundaries
Who
of the state of Florida.
Who gave the state of Florida its name?
After the
Royce.
Crap you pulled on the last question.
Royce, entertainment, history, arts, and literature.
This is the best game ever.
You're playing very well.
You are.
Thank you.
What about me?
Not really. Not really. You're too combative.
Okay.
You're too combative.
Okay.
Go ahead, Royce.
Ladies' choice.
Okay. Go ahead. Entertainment, history, arts, and literature.
Let's just do entertainment for him.
Entertainment.
Freaking dog.
You don't get a damn dog. All right, this Karen is going to answer for Royce.
Yes.
Karen, who was the first character Johnny Depp portrayed in more than one movie? Who was the first character Johnny Depp portrayed in more than one movie?
Is it Pirates of the Caribbean?
I need the character.
Jack Sparrow.
You are correct.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's not correct. That's Captain Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
We need the full title, Karen.
I'm going with what we got there.
You son of a...
You are too combative.
He's triggered.
Haney?
I am.
Haney?
I am triggered, Karen.
Entertainment,
not your fault.
Entertainment, arts, and literature, Haney. Entertainment, arts, and literature.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. Very combative.
Yeah, well, I had a qualified host here.
I'm reading exactly how it's printed. Let's see. What? Arts and literature. What tiger character did A.A. Milne introduce in the house at Pooh Corner?
Tigger.
You are correct.
Yeah.
In arts and literature. Did you know that, Karen?
I did. I love Tigger.
All right. Royce, history,
yes.
Arts and literature?
History.
History? This is a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not a...
Well, you, I think you need to put a lid on it. I think you need to put a lid on it.
Too combative, my ass.
In history, and this is a history question, Royce.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Whose state flower is the blue bonnet?
Hmm.
Whose state flower
Kentucky.
Is the blue bonnet?
That Kentucky. That
is... Hold on, let me double check on that. So I... Incorrect.
Nah.
It is not the blue bonnet. And, Haney, you already have the category.
And everybody knows it's Texas.
It's Texas. That is correct.
Not everybody knows.
We are now at match point for Haney. Here's how this is going to work. Haney's going to answer a question in entertainment. If he gets it correct, game over. If he misses it, Royce, you already have the category, but you will steal and ask a question in either history or arts and literature.
Yes, sir.
All right. In entertainment for Mark Haney. All right. I'm just trying to find the right one here. All right. In entertainment. Haney, what is Prince's surname? The artist Prince? What's his surname?
His full name is Prince Rogers Nelson.
His surname is included in there somewhere?
Nelson?
Yes, you are correct.
I thought I'd give you the full name in case you were trying to trick me again.
No, I wasn't trying. It was Nelson. You are correct. Haney wins, but I'm going to tell
you,
Royce, you played a great game.
You played
a great game. I'm going to send you over to Rob, and you can have any one of our things on the prize list. You might want to see Sebastian Bach or Go to the Air show or Firehouse Subs, Oktoberfest, Babakusa. Pick one. That's right. You mm-hmm. did not win, though, did you? You have
no,
to tell
I
my
didn't.
Friend Haney something.
Haney, you are smarter than me.
You did your best.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Royce. Good job. And thank you, Karen.
Of course.
Yes, thank you, Karen.
Yeah, I'm not going to thank
you. I'm not going to thank
you're,
you.
You're too combative, Haney. You're too combative, and I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, well, even Karen admits that was a BS.
Oh, she saw what was printed.
Okay, Harry High School.
Man.
96 K-Rock. Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin. Feast and famine. War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Wednesday afternoon. Going to tell you about Sebastian Bach coming to town. on November 1st. But first, we want to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, let's see what we have. Bonita Springs, we got a crash. South Tamiami Trail and Coconut Road. Also, Fort Myers Beach got a crash. Pine Ridge Road and Summerlin Road. And from a road watcher down in Collier County, they're telling us that Immokalee Road is just a parking lot right now between Collier Road and I-75. And you are up to date. 96K Rock welcomes Sebastian Bach and special guest Cobra and the Lotus. It's going to happen November 1st at the Ranch in Fort Myers. Sebastian Bach celebrating the 30th anniversary of the first Skid Row album. He's going to play it in its entirety. Plus, opening act Cobra and the Lotus is one of the hottest young bands around. Matter of fact, we're playing their single Burn on K-Rock. Tickets on sale right now. You can listen to win tickets, or if you want more info, go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. This is a special, special day here on the show. Tony D'Amico, are you on the line, my friend?
Hey!
Hey, Tony, how are you?
How are you?
You know what? You and I talked a little while ago, a couple of days back, and I was telling you how so many people in Southwest Florida missed those days when you'd come on the show and do one of your creations, one of your recipes, because so many people would like to try them at home. And you were kind enough to say, you know what, I'll do one for you.
You know, I am so flattered because it means so much to me. You know, food has been such a huge part of my life, and I didn't do it on my own.
No, you didn't. You're the first to admit it.
Some of these recipes, they're too involved to do at the restaurant. I mean, I can cook them there, but on a daily basis,
sure,
it would be far too complicated. But my family, you know, we go all the way back to the old country.
What country was that?
Italy.
Italy. Okay, yeah, I know. Yeah, I didn't know if both of your mom and dad were Italian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go way back there. And then, of course, the whole family came to Cape May, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm, where the original Cape Crepe and Chowder was.
Exactly.
And then you opened this dump down this place down here in Cape Coral about 20 years ago. So that's good. Tony, I can't thank you enough for doing this. Can you tell our audience as they get their pens and pencils ready to write this down? By the way, we'll have the finished product for you online. But what are we cooking today, my friend?
We are going to be cooking an all-time classic.
Okay.
Aunt Tony's Jelly Chicken.
What, Aunt Tony's?
Yeah, Aunt Tony's Jelly Chicken.
Did Aunt Tony spell hers with an I?
Yes, she did. It was my Aunt Antonia.
Ah!
She went by Tony with an I.
Sure. And it's called what again?
And of course, Aunt Tony's. She was married to my Uncle Tony.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think you met their son, Tony.
I did meet Tony. Great guy. And, of course, absolutely, we know you and your son, Tony Jr.
Absolutely.
Aunt Tony's, Tony, Jelly Chicken? Is this old world or what is this?
This is something, you know, the whole family would try to outdo themselves.
Sure.
Because, you know, we had family dinners at different residences. And this was the big favorite when we were going over to Aunt Tony and Uncle Tony's house and Tony's house.
Okay. And so here we go. Get ready, people. Aunt Tony's Jelly Chicken courtesy of our main man, Tony D'Amico at Cape Crepe and Chowder. Let's do it, Tony. What do we need?
Okay. Now, I need you to be patient with me here because these recipes are handwritten. You know, some of it that goes off the page and onto a 3x5 card. So I'm going to try to put it together as best I can.
Okay.
Here.
My mouth is already watering.
I think I got a pretty good grasp on this. And Aunt Tony, also, very rare that you see this. But on this recipe, she gives a little bit of credit to her neighbor, Myrna.
Ah.
I guess they come up with this together, Tony and Myrna.
All right, back in the old days.
Okay, so let's make jelly chicken.
All right, Aunt Tony's jelly chicken. Let's do it, Tony!
Well, it says that this is a delicious dish for ladies' luncheon, especially in the spring or summer, but men like it too.
Okay. It's the old days.
Okay.
There we go.
Now, she's got this underlined, broth equals secret.
Broth equals secret.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. First thing you're going to do is you're going to soften the gelatin in 2 tablespoons of hot water.
Okay, gelatin, hot water.
And then you're going to dissolve the hot broth, cool until thickened.
Okay, that's the gelatin is the hot broth. Cool it and
then,
thicken it.
Pardon me?
Nothing. Go ahead, Tony. I'm following along with everybody at home.
Then you're going to add your chicken and salt. Now, you want to pour it into an oiled 9x5x3 loaf pan.
What?
Pardon me?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Now, when you do the cuts, you want to make sure it curved a little bit. And then, once ready, that's when you're going to get your rye bread, okay?
Rye bread.
And then you're going to fill that with canned sauerkraut seasoned with sage. You got to garnish it properly, okay?
How many ounce can of sauerkraut or bag?
It's a taste.
Okay. And kraut.
And, okay. Now you're going to take your lemon gelatin.
You didn't specify a flavor.
Well, I am now. I'm just going with what she has.
Okay, lemon gelatin.
And you're going to fill that with chopped dill pickles and green olives. Now, that should produce what she calls a tart relish.
All right, like a brine.
Evidently.
Okay. Yes?
Okay, so you got your olives, dills, and lime, and lemon.
You didn't bring up lime. I got rye bread, lemon gelatin, a pan, and chicken.
There we go. And now,
all right.
You're going to need to mix a cream of celery soup with milk. You want shredded processed Swiss cheese and another can of drained sauerkraut that's been snipped.
That's been what?
Snipped.
Snipped?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We're rolling now.
Now you're going to dice a can of corned beef.
Okay. You can buy diced corned beef, right?
Well, if that's what you want to do, but what you're supposed to do is you stir the beef into the mixture until you see a glaring sheen of fat render.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
You want to make sure your kraut is a little overcooked with little, grainy little meat chubs.
What? Go ahead.
All right.
we're rolling now.
Now you're halfway there. Now you're going to chill until set.
The gelatin.
Yes.
With the kraut and all of that snipped and rye bread.
Yes. Now, this is very delicate. Unmold on a cold platter.
Okay.
And you're going to serve it cooled with just as much mayonnaise as you can fit in there.
It fit in what?
Now, you're halfway there.
I'm halfway there.
Now you're going to garnish with olive slices or parsley bouquet, radish roses, tomato wedgies, and lettuce hearts.
Lettuce, okay? Any particular iceberg lettuce heart?
No, the heart of the lettuce.
Right, you have romaine lettuce, you have iceberg lettuce, what, any kind of lettuce?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you have your jellied chicken.
It's done.
Yes. You want to serve that suggested with potato chips. This is very important. Baby lima beans, yeast roll, fresh fruit in season, brownies with homemade lard biscuits, green peas, and orange custard for dessert, and voila!
Wait a second. So I'm looking at the finished product right now that you sent our producer.
Oh, it's mouth-watering, isn't it?
Wait, I don't know if mouth-watering would be. It looks just like some kind of mold with, some kind of viscous, solidified. You serve it cold. This isn't like a hot meal, and you're serving it with lima beans and fresh vegetables and chips.
Yeah,
Tony, I would have expected more out of you than this. That I wouldn't even want to have that in my house.
This is not my recipe. This is Tony's recipe.
Did you ever eat this as a kid? Did you ever eat this
all
as a kid?
All the time. I never knew how the magic happened, but evidently something happens in a hot broth.
Describe this taste, because it's solidified. I mean, seriously, I can see why you wouldn't serve this at your restaurant. What the hell is this?
It's so much worse.
And where does the rye bread come in?
I gave you the recipe.
You didn't say what to do with it. And I don't see any sauerkraut in this. I see chips of red and green under a, white gel. That's been molded and sitting on a plate.
Right.
Like somebody's
so you got
sick.
It. You got it.
You were forced to eat this as a kid, weren't you?
It was very, very good.
How dare you come on this show and do a recipe like that?
I will tell you this. The whole secret to this, I talked about a little bit during the preparation about how important it is for the fat render to be visible.
Where is the love that goes into this? Where is the family D'Amico love that goes into an oval bowl-shaped chunk of cream of mushroom gelatin with chips of color in it?
Well, it was a different time.
We want something that people can eat now.
Well, I think what you asked me is, how did it taste to me?
How did it taste?
Very slimy texture.
Yes, it looks like it.
And it tastes mainly of ammonia and acid. Now, I'm going to tell you a trick with this.
Yeah?
It was always better the second day.
Oh, so you let it sit in the fridge. Let it all settle. Like somebody that cooks a stew. When you have a stew, it's always better the next day.
And it congeals, and then in the refrigerator, you see the fat start to show up, okay? And I found out why it was always better the second day.
Why
you know
is that?
What she'd do?
What?
She'd chop up fresh celery and put that in there. So in addition to the slimy sensation, you had a little crunch with it.
Do you put the celery in the beginning, or did she do that when you brought it up?
No, that was the second day only.
Second, how do you put celery in it? It's a solidified block.
Well, if you look at the picture, just imagine you cut up tiny little pieces of celery, and then you just finger them in there.
Because that you can't mix it. It's a solid thing. You'd have to take a piece of celery and, finger
it right in there. And then, you're eating that the second day, and you go, I don't remember that. That's crunchy.
That's disgusting.
This must be fresh.
That's disgusting. I thought you were going to come with a better recipe than that.
And she would make so much of this that after the third and the fourth day, she start putting it on sandwiches.
Oh!
Stale bread.
That's maybe where the rye bread comes in. Should have just jotted that down. I'm looking at the picture. Is that a picture of your mom next to the plate?
I don't remember what picture I say. It probably should be Antoni.
Oh, that could be. I would assume that's Antoni.
Or it might be Mariner, her neighbor.
All right. If we do this,
but if you want, next week I'll give you the recipe for those lard biscuits that go with this, like a hand in glove.
I gotta talk to you about next week.
I am so flattered because at one point we did this all the time,
and then we
stopped, and I thought maybe that it wasn't popular. People didn't enjoy it.
People.
And then you call me back today and you go, it's been too long. We got to bring back those great old recipes.
And you come up with this? It doesn't even look edible.
To share just a little bit of me.
Look, meathead.
With Southwest Florida.
Meathead, don't do this again. Don't do a recipe like this again. You disgust me.
You know what I had to go through to get this recipe? What? I had to go up into the goddamn attic.
Whatever. Whatever. We'll be back. I apologize, but if you'd like the recipe and see how the finished product looks, just go to the Stan and Haney Facebook page, and you can see this delicious meal. This is how it's supposed to look. I ain't going to eat it.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You got to be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I think we did. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We're going to get you updated on news headlines, your 4 o'clock fluffer emails, and we're going to start things off right now with traffic. First look at traffic.
Stan?
Yes?
I just feel like I need to say something to you.
What?
Being the bigger man, I forgive you.
Forgive me?
Yeah.
Let's go to the Absolute Law text line.
Because I'm the bigger man.
Haney could have asked for which Bush.
He wouldn't have told me.
To answer. Come on, Haney. All that whining, you still won. What else we got? Haney could have asked which Bush before answered. Waterfall of character flaws.
Stan, if I'd asked you, would you have told me? I don't think you would have.
Probably not.
Nope.
Absolutely not. All right, probably not.
Because you don't come up with these. Somebody else wrote them, and you don't even know the answer yourself.
I do. I always know the answer. I look at the answer. It's like the teacher that has the textbook with the answers in it. So I got it.
But it's an old textbook.
Yeah. Xfinity. You know, you use the internet almost every day. Well, you use it every day. You need it every minute almost. That's why you need Xfinity to get the fastest, most reliable internet with gig speeds available so you can get online and get down to business faster.
And Xfinity delivers enhanced network security so all your connected devices are protected. Get instant alerts when strangers are trying to hop on your network. Set curfews with parental controls and pause your Wi-Fi at dinner time. That's life with Xfinity, the best internet provider in America, according to speedtest.net. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement, or get four times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Plus, add enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or better yet, visit an Xfinity store today.
Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's brought to you by... Thank you. It's brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. More info, go to amrageroom.com. Just one thing on the board should be in the clearing stages now. Fort Myers, a crash. Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Let's see what else we got. A lot of nonsense today. Yellow traffic lights.
Yeah.
Could get longer worldwide because of one man pissed off over getting a ticket. Man used a fake $1 million bill to purchase an iPhone. And finally, we've seen the video.
Oh, we have.
And this poor police officer, when his wife sees the video, it will somehow be his fault.
Yep.
An attractive 24-year-old woman was arrested for having too much fun after a University of Alabama football game this weekend. As the officer was arresting her, she grinded her ass against him and asked if he liked it.
Yeah, a little friction dance.
Now, he didn't ask for it.
No.
He was just doing his job.
Yep.
But you think the wife will let him get away with it?
No.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, we try to find laughter each and every day.
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes we don't. It's 4 o'clock fluffer. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know, one of the top things in life that annoys me.
What's that, Haney?
Meghan Markle.
Oh, yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things that annoy Meghan Markle.
Top things that annoy Meghan Markle.
She annoys me.
She's going through such hell as princess.
Did you see the video? She was at some charity event and was walking across the stage to greet the organizer, who was also a woman that she knew.
Yeah.
And as Meghan is walking across the stage, she puts her hands out wide, and the poor woman is coming out, and, you know, she's Meghan is royalty.
Yeah.
And so the woman doesn't know what Meghan is doing. So
yeah,
Meghan,
you're not supposed to touch royalty.
Meghan comes up to give her a full-on hug. The woman's head ends up at Meghan's crotch because she was trying to do a curtsy.
Yeah, a little bow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're only supposed to touch royalty if they reach out first.
Top things that annoy Meghan Markle.
Yes.
The rest of the royal family referring to her as the colonist. Very confusing for her to be in the same room with her husband and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Look at this, y'all.
Yeah.
Realizing far too late that she had life better and more power as a USA Network personality than she does as a royal in Britain.
It's true.
Oh, my God. No.
Can't seem to pull up to the palace after midnight without her coach turning into a stupid pumpkin.
Laugh it up.
Top things that annoy Meghan Markle. Well, sister-in-laws that aren't avid fans of Suits.
Yup.
Jeez Louise, you're kidding me.
Her odds of assuming the throne are actually less than the Dolphins' odds of being in the Super Bowl.
Dick.
Losing a little more street cred with every silly hat they make her wear. Some sort of dumb code prevents her from ordering the beheadings of peasants.
Shuck a ducky!
Always falling for Prince Philip's old pull my finger trick.
Oh, yeah.
I think he died a while ago. I don't know how they get him up and walking around.
He is. He's amazing. He was up until a couple months ago still driving.
Vampire.
Yep.
Can't even enjoy watching the crown without somebody going, that's not the way it was.
No. Bleep you.
Having to make sure the queen doesn't know her general whereabouts whenever she drives through a tunnel.
Wow. Let me turn on Haney and come.
Doing her best to make proper English tea, only to have Kate passive-aggressively crinkle her nose when she drinks it.
Oh, yeah.
The color's good.
And finally, the very top thing that annoys Meghan Markle.
Yes.
For some reason, the queen calls her Rihanna. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
The building. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
This whole show is just a cavalcade of nonsense.
Yep. This is from, doesn't say.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't. Hey, Stan and Haney, we loved 96 Super Q. You know, back then, I actually won from 96 Super Q, if only, a pedestal ashtray.
Nice!
Yeah! We called in requests all the time on that radio station when we had slumber parties and stuff. We thought in those days we were flirting with the DJs.
Woo!
You were, according to what I've heard.
Good memories.
I understood those Super Q guys, man. They pulled some serious tail.
Yep. ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
All right, gentlemen, guys, I have been wondering about this for a while, so I will ask you. What action, if any, can an American citizen bring as far as charges on, let's say, Adam Schiff? I don't think we can do anything. Vote him out.
I know. Well, they did introduce a resolution
that was shut down
to censure him.
Yep.
Which is pretty much the biggest thing the House can do. Every Republican voted to do it.
Yep.
Every Democrat voted not to do it.
And he says this. He said, we know we censured him and that did not work. Something has to be done. I mean, you have a known liar. And starting with him and his service record, he has done nothing but lie. He lied when he said he had proof of Trump's involvement in the Russian BS. And he is the one who got pranked by two Russian radio hosts. He lied about not having any contact with the fake whistleblower. Right now, they are wiping their asses with the Constitution. What happened to due process? Why can't Republicans stand up and say, enough of this crap? So my message to Republicans is this: grow a pair of balls and do something about this situation, or get the hell out of the way. Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
Jesus.
We'll be back. A special guest coming up next. You won't want to miss it. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Those things are amazingly accurate.
It's a documentary.
Yeah. That's him. Complaining all last week that that K-Rock band wouldn't start.
They it went wouldn't.
Whole diagnostics on it. Couldn't find a thing wrong with it. He's something. Hi, everybody.
Well, you know what they say. If it ain't fixed, don't break it.
Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Rob Scholl will be in at 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your Wednesday evening. And let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. We did about 13 of those episodes. All of them very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you updated. All right, let's see. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash.
Eerie, really.
It is. Crash, North Tamiami Trail and Becker Drive. Two in Fort Myers showing up. Crash, Fort Myers, Gateway Boulevard and Daniels Parkway, right by the Publix. Crash, Fort Myers, 19,000 block of Skidmore Way.
Skid Row Way?
Skidmore. Skidmore Way. Skidmore Way. Lehigh Acres, crash, 23rd Street Southwest, and Bruce Avenue South.
Bruce!
And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up right now is Mark Haney in the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
This is the evening news with Robert Barr in Kansas City, Missouri, Ike Pappas in Independence, Missouri, Charles Kuralt in Independence, Neil Strausser in Washington, and George Natanson in Managua, Nicaragua.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday,
October
23rd.
Double M X I X.
Telling it like it is. I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Stan, you were a fan of the television program Senfield.
Seinfeld.
I'm sorry, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah.
You familiar with the...
We had the soup Nazi right here.
We sure did. Are you familiar with the part of George?
George Costanza.
And who's that played by?
That's Jason Alexander, a guest on this show.
And I believe that that was based on Larry David.
Yes.
There was an actor prior to Jason Alexander getting the role who was offered the part. Very well-known actor.
Who?
And comedian.
Who?
Chris Rock was offered the part of George on Seinfeld.
Really?
And turned it down.
Because Seinfeld came out in, what, the early 90s? Like 91, 92?
Bitty, bitty, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Another television show nonsense. I only know about this show because my mother used to love to watch this show.
Knots Landing.
No, I watched that.
Oh.
Friends.
Yeah, I never got into Friends.
Well, I guess during the opening credits, the friends are frolicking about in front of a fountain.
Yeah.
That fountain is located in beautiful downtown Burbank, not New York City.
Okay.
So there's news about television shows I didn't watch.
Yeah, I didn't. Big hit, never watched Friends. Never watched.
That's shocking considering the deep and abiding love you have for Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, I know.
We have heard all kinds of things about this. I don't pretend to even know what is true at this point. Whoever these people are, they are brilliant at marketing.
Oh, there they are dancing in the fountain.
Yep. I'll be there for you.
That was a hit song. I know that. Oh, look at her. There's Jennifer Aniston.
There is a haunted house in Summertown, Tennessee, called McCamey Manor. And they claim it is the world's scariest haunted house. They claim that if you make it through their spook house, you will receive a $20,000 prize. But before you get all excited, they want you to know no one has ever made it through. Are you still staring at Jennifer Aniston?
No, no, he's got the haunted house up there now.
Okay, because I saw I lost you.
I don't know. I got enough pictures of her on my phone.
Can you send me one?
Yeah.
A good one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
By a good one?
I hear you.
I mean, she's done a couple of good scenes.
Yeah, she has. This haunted house is really, because we did some investigating on this. Somebody said it's what was it, 40 hours? 14 hours. And then somebody called Dave and Chuck the Freak and said that they make you eat your own vomit.
Here's what we know, and then we can get back to speculating. They claim they use hypnotism to play mind games with people. Or, more accurately, to psychologically torture them. And it messes with them so much that they all wind up saying the safe word to get out.
We gotta have a safe word. Gotta have a safe word.
And the safe word is, you really don't want to do this. If you even want to try this, you'll need to sign a 40-page waiver, complete a physical, pass a drug test, prove you have medical insurance, and pass a background check. Once you do those things, congratulations, you're getting started, because then you'll be forced to watch a 2-hour video montage of other people quitting.
That's where the hypnotizing comes in.
So, you get through that. They're telling you, you get through this, we'll give you $20,000. How much does it cost to get in?
How much?
Bag of dog food.
Oh, yeah, I read that. You donate a bag of dog food. I just saw on the thing that they have rodents running around. There it would be. My safe word, porterhouse.
But they wouldn't recognize porterhouse? Your porterhouse. No.
What's theirs?
You really don't want to do this.
You really don't want to do this. Somebody just texted and said, it's an abduction experience, not a haunted house, and it's 36 hours long. I'm hearing so many different things about this.
Like I said, I still don't know what they're doing, but it's great marketing.
Yeah. You know what? If Dave could come up clean,
McCameyManor.com.
He could do it.
He's passed a drug test that you administered.
Yeah. He doesn't have health insurance.
Oh, yeah. And he's unstable.
You know what? Of all of us, I think he'd stand the best chance to do it.
Well, he's got the time.
Right. The rest of us don't have time to do this kind of crap.
We got
the things we got to do. What the hell?
Mm-hmm. There is a gentleman by the name of Mats Jarlstrom. He calls Beaverton, Oregon home.
Yeah.
And back in 2013, he was absolutely furious when his wife got a ticket from a red light camera. She received the ticket 0.12 seconds after the light switched from yellow to red. And Mats believed she simply didn't have enough time to clear the intersection. Mats is originally from Sweden and studied electrical engineering. So he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Well, he went straight to the Oregon State Board of Examiners for Engineering and Land Surveying to argue that yellow light should be extended. Now, in dealing with any bureaucracy, the first step is predictable. They ignored him and told him to go away.
Absolutely.
You don't have the proper form. Get out of here. No, the line starts there. And from there it escalated, because he didn't want to be ignored. So at that point, they stepped up their game, not by helping him. No. He'd become a nuisance. The bureaucracy had now noticed him. And at that point, the bureaucracy expressed its displeasure more strongly than ignoring him, and issued him a $500 fine for not having a professional engineering license.
Aha!
Isn't it funny, the coincidence? That put a stop to his quest. Until a federal judge overturned that fine earlier this year.
Uh-huh.
Mission back on. Now emboldened, the man has taken his proposal to the Institute of Transportation Engineers, which evidently is responsible for official traffic light guidelines for over 90 countries. He is proposing that because his wife got a ticket in 2013, that on modern roads with modern vehicles, we must extend yellow lights from 3.2 seconds to precisely 4.5 seconds.
Is that how long they are, about 3.2 seconds? Is
that's
yellow
what they
young?
Say.
Really?
And because of this one man and his fury over a ticket in 2013 that he didn't get, his wife got it. Yellow lights globally could get longer.
Yeah, they see. I when I was in driving school in high school, I was always taught that the yellow light means if you're beyond the point of no return, you can run the yellow. If you can safely stop at a yellow light, stop.
Safely. Don't slam on the brakes.
My wife, who's a Jersey driver, you know, the turnpike and the parkway.
Yeah, what exit?
Yeah, she has to, what exit? If she, I know she's listening. What exit were you on, sweetheart, when if somebody said, what exit? But she always told me, she said, what are you slowing down at the stoplight? It's yellow. I said, well, that's what you're supposed to do. If you can safely stop at the yellow light, stop. Don't run it.
And what are the Jersey rules?
The Jersey rules is, don't you know what a yellow light means? It means clear the intersection by any means necessary.
Yeah, it means speed up.
Just go.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, they get all fat and sassy because they don't get to pump their own gas.
Yeah, you know what? And I got a problem with that. Last time I was up there, Rob, when you were up in Jersey, when you lived up in Jersey, you had people pumping your gas, didn't you? You had people pump your gas.
All growing up.
Now, I was up there last summer, not this summer, last summer. And so it dawned on me. I said, oh, wait a second. In New Jersey, you got people that have to pump your gas. And it would
it's
just,
illegal. It's illegal to pump your own gas.
It just disturbed me to know. And every gas station you passed, there was like a phone booth set up, and then there was some fat, lazy, gelatin-ass 12 sandwich eating, just sitting there doing nothing, getting paid for it. And there I go. I drive by the intersection. Oh, there's the gas station. There's the Exxon station. Yep, sure enough, there's some fat F sitting there doing nothing.
And they want to be tipped too.
And they want. And you would. And I asked her this, and you might know this, Rob. When they used to have full service stations when we were growing up, they'd check under the hood, wash
check
the windshield, check the oil for you, tire pressure. I said, do they do any of that? Nope.
They just pump
they
gas.
They pump your gas.
The teenage kids will because they're excited. They got a new job. This is their first time
working. And they'll try to get a tip.
Yep. They want to make sure that they're doing a good job. But that's what they'll wash your windows for you, but that's about it.
This was all part of service that came at a service station. Now I just drive by there. Oh, let me. Oh, there's. We can pull in right there and get some gas. There he is. There's some fat.
Got to wait until he finishes that article and TV guide.
Some of them take their own sweet time, too. And I'm like, what the heck?
You've been sitting there for about 2 minutes and finally, can I help you?
She did bring up something, and it's amazing. Can you imagine if New Jersey said, no, we're going to have self-service stations where you can pump your own gas?
No, they're used to
it. How many jobs would be lost? The unemployment rate in New Jersey would shoot up 10, 15 points because this stand-around job of doing nothing, taking your sweet-ass time. And she used to tell me, oh, wait till wintertime. They stay in that phone booth as long as they can because it's warm in there before they'll go out to your car. Can you imagine if Jersey went along with the rest of the 49 and said,
are they the only one that does that?
I think there was one more state that did. But I'm going to, and I think they were phasing it out. Let's just say New Jersey's the only one.
Okay, let's just say that.
The amount of unemployment, what do you know?
Oregon and New Jersey are the only two states that banned self-service gas stations.
Well, I could understand Oregon. You could be caught on a mountain, a hill, and not put your car in gear, and it rolled down.
However, as of January 1st of this year, 2018, so last year, customers can now pump their own gas in Oregon, making New Jersey the
only
state.
The only one! You know, and it's not a convenience. There are times when you'd like to go and pump your own gas just to know, is the gas going into your tank? But, oh, no, don't touch your gas cap in New Jersey. Because some fat, greasy, in a phone booth that's leaning up against it with a lot of keys on his belt.
I guess because they're used to it in New Jersey. I'm seeing here, for residents of New Jersey, pumping your own gas is like walking into a Waffle House and having to cook your own food.
Yeah, according to them. My wife's got a sticker out right on the refrigerator. Jersey girls don't pump their own gas.
Does she?
What?
Pump her own gas.
Oh, now she does, because she likes it. It's a feeling of freedom.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond Dish.
My friends Jason and Todd at the Diamond District are very excited to welcome Liesl Henderson and the Henderson Collection to the Diamond District for a one-day-only pop-up trunk show Friday, October 25th. The Henderson Collection is built on a principle of contrast, as it is designed to be contemporary yet classic, luxurious yet suitable for everyday wear. Most importantly, this beautiful collection of fashion jewelry is all crafted by hand. The Diamond District is proud to present the Henderson Collection to Southwest Florida for one day only. This collection showcases brilliant diamonds and gemstones set in satin, polished, or matte gold, and adorned with 18-karat yellow, white, and rose gold. Stunning bangle bracelets, rings, necklaces, and more. If pink diamonds don't dazzle you, maybe a unique choker-length necklace in black gold with white diamonds will. Visit the Diamond District for the Henderson Collection Pop-Up Trunk Show this Friday, October 25th.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I was just reading the reaction in Oregon when they decided to allow people to pump their own gas.
Did they cheer it?
No.
No?
A woman wrote, "Not a good idea. There are lots of reasons to have an attendant helping. One is they need a job, too. Many people are not capable of knowing how to pump gas.
Oh, come on.
And the hazards of not doing it correctly.
Please.
Besides, I don't want to go to work smelling of gas. I don't want to get it on my hands or clothes. This is a service only qualified people should perform."
Have you taken a look at those people?
"I will literally
qualified?
I will literally park at the pump and wait until someone pumps my gas. I can't even."
Somebody did point out when it's 9 degrees, you like somebody pumping your gas.
Another comment by an Oregon man.
Yeah.
"Does no one consider the cumulative effecting in small amounts of gas over time? Look out. Lung cancer rates will skyrocket."
Yeah, that's sure. Remember the full service one that we still had in Fort Myers? You and I used to go to it.
Just for kicks.
Just to get the treatment.
Yep. Look at that. That's a full service station.
Full service. It was right down by the bridge.
And we had a moment. Yeah, they've torn it down now, I think. But we had a moment. We pulled up to the full service pump, and the guy looked out from the glass. He's like, "Oh, my God. That's a full service customer."
Yeah.
Came out with a big smile on his face.
Yeah, went over the, you know, ding, ding when you get in there.
Yep.
It was great.
"Can I check your oil, too?"
Yeah,
you sure can.
I'll pay the extra 5 cents a gallon.
And we were all happy.
We were.
Why can't we have nice things?
No.
Bill? A woman named Alexis Brown from Scranton, Pennsylvania, made plans last week to sell her iPhone 6S to an individual for $100.
What a deal.
When she met the purchaser, he handed her a wad of cash. The roll was made up of two $1 bills, a $10 bill, and a $1 million bill.
Woo!
Well, she counted her money, and she's aware that there's no such thing as a $1 million bill.
Yeah.
And when she had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall to bring this up, he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He punched her and fled.
What?
Police haven't caught him.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, our final story is problematic.
Oh, no.
This officer is just a man doing his job, yet you know he's paying for it. He didn't ask for it. He didn't seek it out. Here's a 24-year-old woman named April Teal. She's reasonably attractive.
Yeah, there's the little toots right there.
She graduated from the University of Alabama back in 2018, but she was back on campus over the weekend to see Alabama play Tennessee.
Roll Tide.
And really misses her college days.
She sure does. Can't never grew out of them.
After the game, Lil April was arrested outside the Waffle House. Now, we don't know much about this because Tuscaloosa PD did not release the arrest report. What we do know comes from a viral video.
Yeah.
So April is being arrested outside the Waffle House because she was having too much fun. Okay? As the officer was cuffing her, put your hands behind your back.
Yep.
April responded by grinding her ass into the officer's crotch and repeatedly saying, "Oh, yeah, you like that? You like that, huh? Huh? Huh?" April's been charged with disorderly conduct and harassment. Yeah. Many on the internet have commented how it sounds suspiciously like pornography when you just hear the audio.
I know.
And if you feel bad for poor April getting arrested for having too much fun, she'd like you to know she understands that you would feel bad. So she's raising money.
What?
Yes. Saying, quote, "What? Went through some legal trouble. If you want to throw me $5, Venmo me." Followed by, "I'd like that."
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I hate it when you do that voice.
Yeah. Oh, man, she just give her a little slap on the wrist and let her go.
A little slap on the what? Ride that pony.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, October 23rd.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most
respected.
I thought there I ran out of time.
Little Mucky Haney telling it like it is.
But seriously, you know that officer's never going to live it down.
No, his wife's going to see that.
Every day he'll come on. So, you arrest any whores today? Yeah,
you have a little grind today at work?
Rob knows. He's been through it.
Who's on the phone? What is this?
It's your buddy Tom from Melbourne.
It better not be.
It is not Tom from Melbourne.
Well, who is it? Well, I'll find out.
Like that?
Are you talking to somebody else?
No, I was actually talking with you.
Right? All right, but
he's talking to us on hold.
I hadn't even picked up the phone yet.
No, he's talking to us 2 minutes ago.
What can I do for you?
How you doing, Stan?
Good.
Mr. Haney?
Who's this? Sir.
My name is Scotty. Scotty. According to Rob, I am a longtime caller, first-time listener.
Okay.
Rob gets that joke.
All right, I ain't got time for this. What do you want?
I researched the Gary Towson world.
Is he auditioning for the Chuckle Hut?
I don't know, but you talk to us tomorrow. Who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy.
You know, once you do that, now the floodgates are open.
It's over.
Stop it.
Just let him talk to us tomorrow.
Stop it.
Did some research on a haunted house.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Did a little digging here on this thing.
We'll be back.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida.
Aw, shucks.
Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Love saying that. Yeah. Aw, shucks.
Stan and Haney here. Rob Show at 6
you
o'clock.
You shouldn't have.
Oh, somebody just texted us really quickly here. Ahoy, we have at least two, maybe three, full-service gas stations here in Naples. Come on down, the ringing bell and all.
Yeah, that'd make a fun afternoon, wouldn't it?
I'll take the trip.
Yeah.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Okay, let's see. Okay, two things on the board, both of them in Lehigh Acres. Disabled vehicle, Leland Heights Boulevard West and Homestead Road North. And the other one is a crash at the 1100 block of Homestead Road North. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Someone said to me, "You look young from far away." And I think it might be the worst compliment I've ever heard in my life. It has a real M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end, doesn't it? "You look young." "Yeah, from far away." "Wow, I did not see that coming." "You are mean from up close," is what you are. I don't like you from this distance. I'm trying to stay young, you know, and move. We don't move enough. Isn't that a weird modern-day health concern? But it's true. Do you ever sit sedentary for 36 hours and just go, "Boy, I don't feel well right now"? I think it's going to baffle historians. What happened to these people? They just stopped. We're not sure. They kind of slowly coalesced into a gel, and that was it for them. We have evidence that they were actually counting their individual steps one at a time. That's how little they were moving.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. This is a special, special day here on the show. Tony D'Amico, are you on the line, my friend?
Hey!
Hey, Tony, how are you?
How are you?
You know what? You and I talked a little while ago, a couple of days back, and I was telling you how so many people in Southwest Florida missed those days when you'd come on the show and do one of your creations, one of your recipes, because so many people would like to try them at home. And you were kind enough to say, you know what? I'll do one for you.
Okay, so let's make jelly chicken.
All right, Aunt Tony's jelly chicken. Let's do it, Tony!
All right. First thing you're going to do is you're going to soften the gelatin in 2 tablespoons of hot water. And then you're going to dissolve the hot broth, cool until thickened. Then you're going to add your chicken and salt. Now, you want to pour it into an oiled 9x5x3 loaf pan. Now, when you do the cuts, you want to make sure it curves a little bit. And then, once ready, that's when you're going to get your rye bread, okay?
Rye bread.
And then you're going to fill that with canned sauerkraut seasoned with sage. You got to garnish it properly, okay? Now you're going to take your lemon gelatin, and you're going to fill that with chopped dill pickles and green olives. Now, that should produce what she calls tart relish. And now,
all right,
you're going to need to mix a cream of celery soup with milk. You want shredded processed Swiss cheese and another can of drained sauerkraut that's been snipped. Now, you're going to dice a can of corned beef. Stir the beef into the mixture until you see a glaring sheen of fat render.
Okay.
You want to make sure your kraut is a little overcooked with little grainy little meat chubs. Now you're halfway there. Now you're going to chill until set.
The gelatin.
Yes.
With the kraut and all of that snipped and...
Yes. Now, this is very delicate. Unmold on a cold platter.
Okay.
And you're going to serve it cooled with just as much mayonnaise as you can fit in there.
It fit in what?
Now, you're halfway there.
I'm halfway there.
Now you're going to garnish with olive slices or parsley bouquet, radish roses, tomato wedgies, and lettuce hearts. Now, you have your jelly chicken.
It's done.
Yeah. You want to serve that, suggested, with potato chips. It's very important. Baby lima beans, a yeast roll, fresh fruit in season, brownies with homemade lard biscuits, green peas, and orange custard for dessert, and voila!
How did it taste?
Very slimy texture.
Yes, it looks like it!
And it tastes mainly of ammonia and acid. Now, I'm going to tell you a trick with this.
Yeah?
It was always better the second day.
Oh, so you let it sit in the fridge. Let it all settle. Like somebody that cooks a stew. When you have a stew, it's always better the next day.
And it congeals, and then in the refrigerator, you see the fat start to show up, okay? And I found out why it was always better the second day.
Why
you know
is that?
What she'd do?
What?
She'd chop up fresh celery and put that in there. So in addition to the slimy sensation, you had a little crunch with it.
Do you put the celery in the beginning, or did she do that when you brought it up?
No, that was the second day only.
Second? How do you put celery in it? It's a solidified block.
You just finger them in there.
Because that you can't mix it. It's a solid thing. You'd have to take a piece of celery and, finger it.
Finger it right in there.
That's disgusting. I thought you were going to come with a better recipe than that. If we do this.
But if you want, next week I'll give you the recipe for those lard biscuits that go with this like a handy glove.
I got to talk to you about next week.
I am so flattered because at one point we did this all the time.
Yes.
And then we stopped, and I thought maybe that it wasn't popular. People didn't enjoy it.
People.
And then you call me back today and you go, you know, it's been too long. We got to bring back those great old recipes.
And you come up with this? It doesn't even look edible.
To share just a little bit of me.
Look, meathead.
With Southwest Florida.
Meathead, don't do this again. Don't do a recipe like this again. You disgust me.
Do you know what I had to go through to get this recipe? What? I had to go up into the goddamn attic.
Whatever.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.